On Mondays, we read from your letters. Many listeners wrote in during our show on exiles with their own stories about the desire to go home. For some, like John Mesavusu of Togo, going home is still an unrealized goal. I left Togo when I was 19, he writes, and I have been in the United States for 12 years. It is impossible to go back to Togo because we have a 40-year brutal military dictatorship that has been ignored completely by the world. Others, like Mai Doan of Portland, Oregon, have returned, but to a different country than the one they left. She left Vietnam 20 years ago and returned in 1998. What I found is people and culture changed over time, so the memories that I had at one time when it comes to values, cultural belief, have changed so much. Especially with the communist regime, the society has changed for the worse, not for the better. I have no desire now to devote 100% of my effort in helping my country. During our program on using oil revenues to rebuild Iraq, we spoke with David Goldwyn, Assistant Secretary of Energy in the Clinton administration. In an answer to a listener's question, he blamed Saddam Hussein for poverty in Iraq and said Saddam used the oil for food program as a political weapon, sharing some of the food with those he favored while he was willing to starve others. Jerry Marcatos wrote in to challenge that view of the sanctions, which he described as the administration line. And Roland Rodriguez of San Antonio questioned the Bush administration's assertion that Iraq's oil belongs to its citizens. He writes, "If I were to propose that the oil resources of the United States belong to the American people and that the profits of this industry were to be used for the direct benefit of our population, I would be denounced as a communist or a lunatic." And finally, our program on the new rules for medical privacy under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, brought in too many questions to answer during our broadcast last Thursday. We've invited Jan Laurie Goldman, Executive Director of the Health Privacy Project, to answer a few more, and she joins us now. Good of you to be with us.
Thank you.
First, from Kevin Grimes. Currently, my place of work wants people that are on FMLA, that's the Family Medical Leave Act, to bring in a note from their doctor stating that they're sick. Will they still be able to do that?
That's a very good question. I think that they will, because employers are not directly covered by the law. Employers acting as a health plan are covered by the law, but if an employer is collecting information directly from the employee, the privacy protections don't apply, and we actually consider that one of the weaknesses in the privacy regulation.
Well, from Maureen Cummings, I'm a clinical social worker in a hospital in California. We've been advised that the confidentiality we're granted with child abuse, elder abuse, and domestic violence reporting is not exactly protected now with the HIPAA regulations. Is that true?
That is exactly wrong, and I'm glad to have that question because we want to make that very clear. The state laws that are related to protecting people where there's abuse, any public health law related, for instance, to HIV reporting, all of those laws that are at the state level and deal with public health and are more stringent to protect privacy will continue to stand. In fact, the privacy regulation is very clear that a more stringent state law or a state public health law is not preempted by the federal privacy law.
And from Paul Joe, I work for a physician who has a solo private practice. What is our best resource for information such as the privacy notice for patients and HIPAA privacy rules and regulations that we need to be aware of and implement? I was thinking perhaps a government website?
There are a few things. I mean, we get a lot of calls from small healthcare providers, doctors' offices. They can either come to our site to look at a summary of the law, it's healthprivacy.org, or they can go to the site at HHS that the Office of Civil Rights has put up. It's hhs.gov and then /OCR. But I think the best resources for small practices is to call your professional association. Call the American Medical Association, go on their website, look at your state medical association. The professional groups really should be putting out these resources for doctors and other healthcare providers.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jan Laurie Goldman is Executive Director of the Health Privacy Project, and she was with us by phone from her office here in Washington, D.C. We read from your emails every Monday. The best way to reach us is at totn@npr.org. Remember to put the topic in the subject line, and please include where you're writing from, your name, and a tip on pronunciation. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, Alicia Montgomery, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell is our director, Brendan Banizak, our production assistant, our interns, Timothy Dalton and Daniel Riemann. Kevin Wade is our technical director. He has help from Vince Muse, Stacey Abbott, Kimberly Jones, and Mitch Eaton. Ellen Silva is the senior editor, Sue Goodwin is our senior producer, and Leith Bishop is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.